Thank you very much, Madam Chair. So I have the pleasure to present some of the activities under work stream number 4 of the work plan, which are on, it's under 4.1 on the safe and secure management of hazardous substances to prevent and mitigate industrial accidents worldwide. And these activities will be implemented together, so they have some common objectives. So the first objective is to promote and improve the knowledge to implement international instruments, standards, and mechanisms that support countries in addressing the risks of hazardous substances and related prevention, preparedness, and response. The second is to strengthen capacity for environmental policy and governance for the management of hazardous substances at the national, regional, and international levels through through multilateral activities. And finally, the third is to increase knowledge of authorities, operators, and the public, including people of all genders and ages and persons with disabilities, on ways to enhance preparedness for and response to industrial accidents. So these activities, as the chair mentioned, build on the global UN-OECD seminar, which we organized in follow-up to the Beirut port explosion, which was held in December 2021. And firstly, we're considering how some of the conclusions and recommendations drawn from that seminar can be built on to hazardous substances more broadly, so not only ammonium nitrate, which that seminar focused on, and to also share those with a broader or wider audience. We're also going to re-engage the audience of that event, which had some 500 participants from various communities, including chemicals, environment, transport, labor, DRR, and more. And we're reviewing the data collected through a global survey from 43 countries from all UN regions, which was conducted in lead up to that seminar. And finally, we're also building on and expanding the cross-sectoral partnership that we had established for that event. So the first activity is to develop knowledge products. So we're currently finalizing a video for awareness raising throughout the life cycle of, for the risks that are throughout the life cycle of managing chemicals and related industrial accident prevention, preparedness, and response. So I'll show a preview of that video at the end of my presentation. And once finalized, it will be prepared in other languages as well. We're also working on the development of an information repository, which will present information on these different instruments, standards, and mechanisms that apply to the safe and secure management of chemicals for industrial accident prevention, preparedness, response. And that information repository will also include national good practices. So we will be sending out a call for good practices very soon. So we would encourage you to submit good practices from your countries. And alongside this, we're also analyzing these instruments to find their synergies because they come from different sectors and their gaps in addressing risks. So we'll be developing a report to present that analysis and recommendations to address those gaps. And all of this work will then, all of this work will then lead to a global seminar to be held within the framework of the next COP in 2 years, where experience and good practices worldwide will be highlighted and policy recommendations for strengthening the governance aspects of this topic will be considered. And this activity and the two on my last slide, they'll also be part of a cooperation with within UNEC with the Transport Division, the Aarhus Convention, and the Protocol on PRTRs, as well as the European Commission, the European Investment Bank, ILO, IMO, OECD, UNEP, WHO, and possibly and some other partners. And this these activities are being led by the European Union as the lead party, which is also supporting them financially, and the European Investment Bank is cooperating with us on the video and the information repository. And also, we're working with the ZOE Environment Network in producing this video. So now I will screen the preview of this. If you just give me 1 second. It's in the same folder. Stop. Number 10. This one. Oops.
Yeah, it's good. In 2020, a fire near a chemical